The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain on him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Frosty, chilly morning to everybody. And welcome to the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus today. Now, recently reintroduced into the Christmas season, the Holy Name of Jesus was celebrated on New Year's Day. And for centuries and centuries and centuries, the church celebrated the Holy Name of Jesus on New Year's Day for the simple reason that in the Israelite world, a child was given his name 8 days after his birth. Hence, Holy Name of Jesus, New Year's Day. The church recently gave us the feast day back, and I say better late than never, right? So the Feast of the Holy Name. William Shakespeare once asked, "What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. What's in a name?" Well, the biblical answer to that question is an identity. In the Bible, everybody's name had a meaning. It was their identity. For example, Jacob, the name means the usurper, because Jacob stole the inheritance of his brother Esau. Or the name Hannah or Anne meant gracious and merciful. Or the name Elizabeth, promise of God. Somebody once said to me, "Elizabeth, that's an English name." No, it's not. It's a Hebrew name. The original Hebrew is Elisheva, and it means promise of God. And just as an aside now, if you're ever in any position to influence the naming of a newborn baby, try if you can to get the parents to name their kid after a saint. Every kid deserves that kind of heavenly intercessor. You know, in the Bible, the name had a real meaning. And these days, people just pick a name they like. People pick the name of a character of their favorite TV show. Or they go on the internet and they look at top 10 baby names this week. And they pick one of those names. Try, if you can, to get that little boy, little girl named after a saint. That's just as an aside. But a name had a meaning. And you know what's interesting? In the Bible, whenever God gave you a new mission, gave you a new name, right? So Jacob became Israel, and Abram became Abraham, and Simon became Peter. And we still do this at confirmation. When you take a confirmation name, the whole idea there is that you've got a new mission, a new identity, and hence a new name. My favorite example of this of all from the Bible is from the book of Revelation, which says that when we get to heaven, please God, we all make it, right? But when we get to heaven, God's going to give you a new name. A name pronounced by the mouth of the Lord, your very identity as God created you to be. Right? But the name of Jesus, the Holy Name, there's many, many names that Jesus could have been named. He could have been named Wonder, Counselor, God, Hero, Father, Forever, Prince of Peace, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Emmanuel, God with us. Many, many names that they could have given him. They could have named him after one of his kinsmen or relatives. But it was the angel Gabriel who said, "You shall give him the name Jesus, a name which means God is salvation." Now, the name of Jesus has power. Like St. Paul says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bend. Imagine that. Every knee on the earth going to bend at the name of Jesus. Maybe even more astonishing, every knee under the earth is going to bend at the name of Jesus. Not too much of a surprise that every knee in heaven is going to bend at the name of Jesus, but the name of Jesus has power. A fascinating example of that is how people swear in the name of Jesus, whether they believe in Jesus or not. Now, everybody, whose name do they take in vain, right? Have you ever heard anybody get up there and say, "Oh, Buddha"? "Oh, Muhammad"? No. "Oh, Abraham Lincoln"? Never. Because those names don't have any power. The name of Jesus has power. I saw a man walking through a mall once, and this teacher just said, "Jesus is Lord." Everybody turned their head and watched, looked at him. Name has power. Name has power when spoken. Even more important, his name has power when we act on it. And that was the meaning of our first reading. First reading, St. John says that everyone who acts in the name of God is begotten by God. Now, begotten. It's not a word we use very often. Begotten, what does it mean? Begotten means that something that is equal to you has been given life. So you'd say that you begot a child. But you would not say that, you know, you begot a new piece of office furniture or, you know, a new linen throw for your easy chair. You know, you didn't beget a new guitar case. You begot. It means that something that was equal to you has been given life. Everyone who acts in his name is begotten by God. That's the power. Act in his name, formed in his image. Church does all kinds of things in the name of Jesus. Every single prayer that we offer it in the name of Jesus. Every sacrament that we offer it in the name of Jesus. Drive out an evil spirit. By whose name is the evil spirit delivered? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, be gone. I've huddled over many a dying body in many a hospital and many a nursing home, and I've said these words: go forth, Christian soul, from this life in the name of Jesus Christ who died for you. The name has power, but never so much power as it has when we act on it. And that's the message for the day. We begin a brand new year today, and please don't think of this new year as a year of your projects and your resolutions and your plans. Above all else, this is Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. Act in his name, that we might be formed in his image. Amen.